Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
Now this week we're talking about walking by faith.
Oh, such a hard thing to do.
Very hard for us to do, that's right. And it's come from a message that Bruce shared a few weeks ago as part of our ministry impactors, our faith community that we have. And he spoke about having faith for the impossible. And what that means is, when you've been given a dream, a call on your life, something that you feel like God's asked you to do, but it just seems impossible. You think, how am I going to get there? How am I going to get from here to there? And so it's impossible, but yet you have faith because God's asked it of you. You have faith, well, it will happen.
Well, it's also using over and above your natural gifts. Mm. It's using means, ways, however the task is or what God's asking you, that is out of your ability. And you see it in the Bible so often in so many stories. So many of the Old Testament people, New Testament, God asked them to do certain things and they weren't able to do it themselves. But they were convicted that God had called them to it, and then they were determined, and then they trusted in the Lord and off they went.
So this message that I gave is about the off they went, that part that you've kind of just talked about there. It's so how do we continue to have faith while we're walking towards the impossible, walking towards the vision that God's asked for us?
And isn't it interesting though, you know, when you have a project, an idea or something, at the beginning you're very enthusiastic about it.
And then we fade out.
Yes, come on, we can do this. And then it's like when you fail a bit or you don't do well in something or you're disappointed or you're tired or, you know, it's going such a long time and you never seem to be getting anywhere, you get dejected, you want to give up, you quit querying, question, God, did you really ask me to do this?
Yeah, did I hear right? Yeah. Actually, like, not connected at all, but makes me think of when Melissa and I were younger and we'd feel like moving our room around and you get all excited, bed, like move the cupboard around, and then halfway through you just fade out. You're like, oh, this is a lot of work.
Yeah, that's it, you fade out.
Yeah.
And so I guess what you shared on was very much, well, how am I not going to fade out? How am I going to continue walking in the direction? Because, again, you don't always get the actual vision of the whole steps.
We don't get necessarily step by step.
No,
this is how you get there.
You just know,
but you know the direction
to.
In terms of, and the direction isn't necessarily, oh, I've got to head from this position, you know, right near down to the road there. It's, I know in my heart which way I should be going in terms of, well, now I need to make decisions that will work me towards that.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, how do we do that? And the first thing that I shared about, well, is we just need to trust in God. Mm. If he's asked it to happen, he will make it happen.
Even if we've heard it incorrectly or what God's asked of us, meaning we can hear something, God said it, but we didn't hear correctly, or we've taken the wrong interpretation.
Or added something to it that wasn't,
It wasn't on the cards. Mm. And so reminds me very much of St. Francis of Assisi. He heard God distinctly saying this in his spirit, build my church.
Yep.
And at the time, he was actually in the area, there was a lot of churches that were falling apart, and this particular one was not used very much anymore. The brickwork and everything, it was falling apart. Mm. And he thought, so for 2 years, he started building the church.
Literally, physically, yeah.
And then he heard the Spirit say, you got it wrong. My people are the church. Go build my church, my people up. Mm. Now, great to have the building that he had so the people of God could come to the church, you know, the building church. But God didn't then there say, oh, you fool.
Yeah.
No, he just said, oh, hang on a minute. Uh-oh. Mm. You know, that's not what I wanted. I wanted this. Mm. But in building that church, don't you think he would have built resilience and perseverance and learnt to do things he'd never done before? He would have probably known many people in the area, in the village, because he would have had to find how to get the bricks and the brickwork and the mortar and the, I don't know. Mm. I'm just thinking out loud, but God can use all of that anyway.
Mm. Yeah, and God sees his faithfulness too, even though he might have had it not correct completely.
Yeah.
God's like, he's trying real hard here.
And he's building that resilience that you say, you actually said you have to have.
Yeah, yeah.
A persevering spirit.
That's it. So trusting in God's is so important because we know too, we're going to come to times where we're wanting to fade out, where we're wanting to
give up. We know we'll be frail.
Yeah. So trusting in God's so important. And I gave some examples of like Abraham and Mary who just had this complete trust.
Oh, well, she's the complete package.
Amazing, yeah.
You know, pure, sinless, knowing when she heard God and knew what God wanted. Not quite like us.
No, yeah.
But still a great human example still because she's human. Mm. I mean, she had the spiritual grace from God. Mm. Well, it says, full of grace, Mary, when the angel came, you are full of grace.
Yeah.
And that's what we are wanting to be. Mm. Now, we're not, but a great human example of Mary, the attributes that Mary had humanly that God gave her that we need to ask God for too.
To emulate, yeah. Yes. So then the next thing I shared about was to walk by faith is we need to remember God's faithfulness.
Yeah, don't look at us.
Yeah.
Look at him.
But also, like, look at him constantly and remind yourself what he has already done in your life, because it's so easy when you come to the next challenging part in your life to be like, oh, you know, and forget, he just did X, Y, and Z, you know, like last week.
He can do it again.
And
not X, Y, and Z, A, B, C.
Yeah.
Whatever the next thing is. Yeah.
But we're so forgetful.
We are.
Like, this is what God has done for me. Yeah. And so we need to remind ourselves of God's faithfulness because that's what helps us to get to the next part.
And part of that is we need to remind ourselves we're living in the world, but we're asking God's kingdom to come down to this world.
Yep.
And we sometimes, because we sometimes have a leg in the world and a leg in the kingdom, we sometimes get scared, frail, or is it really going to work? Mm-hmm. Whereas we have to have more of our feet in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. So then the third point that I made for this week, let me look here, was we need to declare God's victory. So we need to just speak it out loud even. I remember once a friend of mine telling me that he had a bad dream one night where he woke up and he felt really discouraged, like he felt like he was being attacked. So he woke up and he went to his mirror in the morning and he was like, you're a son of the king. You're a person of love, joy, peace. You know, so he was speaking into him those things of God that the Holy Spirit gives him, like those fruits of the Spirit. And we need to do the same thing out loud.
What the enemy was trying to even show us our frailness, but trying to discourage us to walk in God's kingdom and walk in God's victory.
That's right. So, because when we're discouraged in life, we don't want to do what God's asked of us because we don't feel up to the task. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because then what we need to do is remind ourselves of God's faithfulness, remind us also that it's him who has to do it in us.
Yeah, go back to the trust, reminding ourselves, and then stating the victory.
Yeah, and then declaring the victory, that, no, God, you're going to overcome this. Because, why? Because he already has.
Yes, that's why he died and rose again, to show us he's overcome everything.
Mm. You know, we talked a few weeks ago about giving our thoughts rather captured over to God, and it just, so often in life, that's what, so much the battle is in our thinking.
Oh, in our head, in our mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's connected with that as our feelings. You know, you can wake up and feel a certain way.
Yes.
And that then affects you, how you're thinking. But so much, it's like, no, God, come and be in this thought. Because if we can get God into that,
yes,
then it affects the rest of our body.
Yes.
And so, like, it's just amazing to me how important it is to speak out God's victory in our life, because it affects our body and it affects the way that we then can walk forward.
So why in Scripture is it, capture your thoughts and bring them under the lordship of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because then you know, if you have put him at his feet, at his throne, you know, then your thoughts will be God's thoughts.
Yeah. So that's what we've got to do. We've got to declare his victory every day. Then we need to rely on God, you know, and we've already kind of alluded to it without maybe saying those specific words, but God has to be the one who does it. And the reason God has to be the one is because I'm human and I'm frail. And so much, when you're walking with God, I find that things happen and you think, there's no way I could have done that without him. Because we know our own weakness.
Strength, ability.
Yeah. And so often in life when I get through something, I think, well, that wasn't me.
No.
You know? So just so important to go back to God time and time again. If we're going to walk in faith, it's all about him, going back to him. And then the next step that I said, which actually I think really connected with a lot of people when I shared it the other day, was do what's before you. I think so often when we get a vision for maybe our life or a task that God wants us to do,
we don't know where to begin.
Yeah, and it's exactly. We don't know where to begin and it feels so far off into the distance that, okay, I kind of know the direction, but still what do I do? And so just taking that next step, maybe that next step is, well, now I need to study. Maybe that next step is, now I need to organize my house. Maybe the next step is, now I need to have a conversation with someone.
Organize my time.
Yeah. You know, sit down and pray. You know, whatever's a next step. So it doesn't have to be like jump to the future, because God grows us in those steps. And it's so easy, though, when we're doing those little steps to feel like we need to be doing something more, like bigger, like my normal everyday life isn't big enough. You know, I can think that, but actually that's where God grows us.
Yeah.
And takes us to the vision.
Yeah, like, for example, you had Abraham. Well, Abraham is told you're going to be a father of a great nation, but he's also told to get up and go to another place.
Yeah.
So think about it. If I felt like God say, well, I want you to move from where you are, if I own a house, I'm going to have to sell it. So I'm going to have to fix the house up to sell it.
Yeah.
If I feel like he says, I want you to study, well, I'm going to have to see if I've got the credentials to get into a place, but apply to the places to study, or what am I studying?
Yeah.
You know, God might mean study just scripture. Wonderful. But he might say, no, I want you to study and go back and do computering.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know, God's asking. And so it is, you've got to position yourself, change your time, your priorities and everything, so that you can have that space to go that whatever's the next step in front of you.
Yeah, that's it. So just taking that next step. And I think when we take that step, when it feels small, we just say, hey, God, this is what I'm doing right now because I believe that will take me towards what you've asked of me. And if not, God, would you show me?
Yes.
And he will. Yes. He will. So the weekly challenge for this week, oh, there's so many. It's almost like pick one.
Listening to God first.
Yeah, listening to God and then
praying through stuff.
Thinking through what would that next step be. Because the other things, they're going to just keep coming back, remembering God's faithfulness and declaring God's victory. And I think that comes from once you've taken the step, you see what challenge that may bring and then reminding.
Well, what if I'm thinking, but I don't feel like God's ever said anything to me at all.
Yeah,
I would say then keep praying, but then ask the Lord, guide me. What is the next thing you want me to do? And it might be continue being the mum that you are. Develop in your love for people. It might be simple things. And I keep asking God, show me. And like, it might be a word, it might be a feeling, it might be a movie you're in, it might be something you see, something someone says to you, and it all connects together and you go,
because we can have
God saying,
we can fall into the trap of thinking it has to be something I do in the sense,
or something different than what I'm already doing.
But It doesn't mean that. It may be, like, for example, I know that for me, one of the visions for my life or one of the things God's asked me to do is care for my daughter. Yeah. And that is a constant. So what's the next step in that? What's the next step now? And if we're parents out there, well, that's what we're called to do. Or grandparents, you know? So I agree. Like, it's not about necessarily this. It may not be different to what we're doing. So being faithful to that. And you know what? Sometimes, though, being faithful to that is hard because you feel like it's not something.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's not like I'm going out to be a missionary in Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not giving up my life. I'm just still being here.
Yeah. But funnily enough, in some sense, you are giving up your life when you lay down for other people in your normal everyday life.
Yes.
Like, so, yeah, I think that's probably something really good to reflect on as well. So we hope that you really enjoyed that chat this week. Maybe it's challenged you. We'd love if you would share with us what God's doing in your life, how you're walking by faith. We'd love to hear from you. We look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.